Hi, I'm Victoria Roycroft, chairman of Connah's Quay Nomads, and you're listening to the JD Welsh Premier League podcast with Webber and Jonah.
It's the JD Welsh Premier League podcast, and as ever, my co-host gets the best gigs. Off he goes to Rodney Parade. That's where he is right now after, well, a great result for Newport County. Jonah, how do you get all the freebies?
Well, I'm hoping to go down and see ex-Welsh Premier player Mikey Flynn take Newport County to a massive game against Manchester City. Obviously, they've gone Middlesbrough tonight. They did well to draw away 1-1. Just hope they can go one better and defeat Middlesbrough down at County's ground and get through to the next round.
Well, let's try and do a tenuous media link here. So there you are with Newport County. Of course, Moudou Touré has gone to Barrytown United from them. We all talk about Mo. We'll talk about another man with a double-barreled name from Barry who's going the other way. Macaulay Southam-Hales leaving the club. What's your take on that? Off to Fleetwood.
Great move for Macaulay Southam-Hales. He's gone into League One. It's a good move. He's earned his move. He's been fantastic for Barrytown this season. You know, and under the guidance of Gav Chesterfield and Richie Williams and company, they've done really, really well. He's improved his game. He's undoubtedly, most probably, you know, the ace right back in our league, and he's proved this good enough what he's got to go into the Football League. All I hope is he goes further and further, because I think he has the ability to go further than League One. It's a bit of a double-edged sword for the Barry fans. You know, you're in with a title race, you've got 9 or 10 games to go. You may, you know, lose your right back, but it's just disappointing. It's just disappointing. But like I said, they know heart to heart, it's good for the lad. He's going to go on, he's going to be a professional footballer for the rest of his career now. But I just hope whoever they bring in to replace him does a job and keeps Barry in a title race.
He's definitely been a playmaker for them. And as you say, he sort of deserves his move now. Whilst it's interesting to look at how it might affect Barry, to be fair, let's be a bit upbeat about it. It's yet another name from this league that has gone on to play in the English Football League in the past season.
Oh, definitely, Mark. It just goes to show the sort of pedigree players we're turning out from this league. You know, Connell went at the beginning of this season, Connell Rawlinson, and he's played almost every game apart from once or twice when he was injured for Port Vale, and he's just held his own. You know, he's one of their best players. I'm sure that Macaulay will go on and do the same, and there's plenty more in this league. As you know, Modo Torre, it's amazing how, you know, he's still at Barry at the moment because of the goals he's been banging in for them. I don't think it'll be long before Newport County will be coming back in for him. And there's a lot of class players in this league waiting to be picked up by somebody.
Seems to be an intensity about this as well, Jonah. I mean, I can't remember a season like this where we've talked about so many players going off and playing in the other leagues. Are the eyeballs really sort of focusing on the Welsh Premier League now? And we can't forget, of course, Danny from Haverford West going off to Cardiff City. You know, that's quite a move on transfer deadline as well.
Well, I think, Mark, football-wise, a lot of these moves now, especially just championship, obviously, right? Nobody moves now for under a million almost. Nobody moves. And our last player did move for a million, although it's almost fallen through when Doigi went from Forest Green to Bolton Wanderers. So that can be the meteoric rise. He could be as one of these players now. 3 years ago, Doigi maybe banging in the goals for Carmarthen. 3 years later, he signed for £1 million for Bolton, even though it hasn't developed into a proper move. But that is the ability of the players in this league. Bit of guidance, bit of luck. And I'm sure there's I'd say there would be between half a dozen and a dozen players in this league could play Football League level.
Well, we can't really talk much about Balor or TNS from last week because, of course, the game got snowed off, so they'll get their first bite at the Phase 2 cherry this weekend. But we have learnt a bit about the Nomads and Newtown. Let's talk about that game first. First off, let's hear from Rio Amadi.
The lads played really well. I thought we were really unlucky to get nothing out of it. We controlled the game for most of the game, but it was just a lot of mistakes there that we just... It's avoidable. Like, you're just going to have to make sure we don't do them in top six. And I think on a on a day would have beat them, to be fair.
And obviously, you've got to sometimes take positives from a match, and for you, it's to get that first goal straight away. And how important is that?
Yeah, it was really good, to be fair, because obviously, I said before the game, it's Rush's birthday. I told him, look, you're going to give me a assist today. And he goes, it's my birthday. I was like, what's going to happen? And it did, and I was happy, to be fair, to obviously get going, and the lads are great. We gelled straight away, to be fair, and it's been good, yeah.
I mean, obviously, the only problem was at the end was obviously Craig Williams just missing that chance at the very end to make it 2-2. Sorry, Craig.
as you walk past.
Yeah, but it just shows how competitive Newtown have been all season against the big teams.
Yeah, they've been really good, obviously, making top six, and his chance was... It's hard, to be fair, like... When you get in front of the net, sometimes you panic, especially being a fullback. But I think his chance was harder to miss than to score. Hopefully, he doesn't hear this.
You didn't hear that. obviously, next up, it's the New Saints. So, again, another tough fixture away from home. But yeah. You're relishing the challenge?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, we're just trying to get the big ones out of the way. And if we can get anything out of them, happy days. If not, we just focus on the rest of them and just trying to finish as high as possible, really.
Oh, he's got a first goal, first game, and that's what Chris Hughes has brought him in for. Good goal as well, as you've seen on Scotty. He took it early, just slotted it in past the goalkeeper. So, yeah, Rio Amadi, good signing for Newtown and Chris Hughes.
Now, what do I want to say about Nomads? 1-0 down, came back to win the game. Is that a sign of resilience? And is that the resilience that they need if they're going to win the title this season?
You're spot on. I mean, you're at Newtown. Newtown's a hard place to go. You're 1-0 behind. You come back and win 2-1. It is the sort of form you need to show to win titles. And it is the sort of form that will have to be carried on over the next 9 games. That's a big... Only one game played so far, like you said. Bala, TNS was called off. Barry, they'll tell you they would have wanted something from Carnarvon. They didn't get it. Connors Key, 1-0 behind. They end up winning by 2-1. First test of the 10 games, advantage Connors Key.
Well, we can't forget the people that beat Barrytown United, Carnarvon Town. You know, some people thinking that they're only going to be make weights in this top six and that they'll concentrate on the cap. Well, we're in a position where if they put a run together, Jonah, they could be top three themselves.
It can't go any better at the moment. They're winning games. They're winning games. They're winning games against big teams as well. Defeated Ballard on the television the other week, defeated Bangor City in a Welsh Cup. Then they go and defeat Barrytown at home by 2-0. Things are going really, really well up at the Oval, and credit to Sean Eardley.
Now to the bottom six. Tell you what, I wouldn't want anybody in Llanelli to buy my lottery tickets. They seem to have the luck of I don't know what recently. Leon Britton signs for them, and that looks like now that's it for the season from him.
I mean, he never suffered many injuries in his career, did he? But he's been around the block and he's enjoying himself. He's got a point both games they played. He's had rewards. They won one game and they drew the other game. So,
and what do you make of Kevin Druids and Huey?
I just think they need to go up and gather a few points now quickly, because there is only 6 points in it. And Kevin Druids go down to the Met this week. If they can get 3 points, you know, once it closes to 3, yeah, of course you have to worry. I mean, he's been around the block. He knows being down at bottom is as important as being at the top. This time last year, they were qualifying for Europe. And he's an honest man, and he'll know they need to get a couple of results as quick as possible just to ease any worries of relegation.
Well, Aberystwyth have a new manager. Well, an interim manager. Gavin Allen is stepping up to the plate. Nev is still around working for the club. So, Gavin Allen, what do you make of that, him stepping into that interim position?
Well, it's surprising. It's very surprising because, Mark, if you look at the league at present, they've had a bad run, Aberystwyth. They definitely had a bad run. There's no doubt about it. But Aberystwyth are, in fact, 3 points behind Cardiff Met and still in with a chance of, you know, getting the European playoff. So, timing of it, it must have been sorted out, though, between Nev and Gav, because they're still working together. So, they must be happy there. So, you know, they just got to get together now, get their heads down and with everybody else and try and get Aber into the 7th place for the playoff.
So lots of games to come this weekend. Friday kickoffs for Nomads against Carnarvon at 7:45. It's a 7:45 Friday kickoff for Llanelli against Aberystwyth, as well as that crucial bottom six tussle. The Saints host Newtown also on Friday night at 7:45. The Scotia game is 24 hours later when Barrytown United host Bala at 7:30. And there are two 2:30 kickoffs on the Saturday, Llandudno against Carmarthen and the Met against the Druids. A reminder that you can have your say in who is going to be January Player and Manager of the Month. A reminder who's in the running for it. Sean Eardley, Christian Edwards, Gavin Chesterfield, Scott Rusko are the managers you can pick from, whereas Chris Baker, Jordan Cottrell, Adam Roscrow and Darren Thomas are your player options. How do you vote, I hear you cry? Well, you go to the Welsh Premier League Twitter page at WPL_official and you can see the voting there. The voting will close early next week. And we'll be back in 7 days to give you the results of them and analyse another great week of Welsh Premier League football.